Deb Haaland's road to become Secretary of the Interior has been rocky. This week, Republican Senators Steve Daines of Montana and Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming placed a hold on her nomination, citing concerns about her positions on fossil fuel industries. Still, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports, some tribal communities in our region that depend on fossil fuels are looking to Haaland to help them diversify.
Deb Haaland's confirmation hearings were full of tense exchanges, many of them with Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming.
If I'm confirmed, I would seek partnerships with states, with tribes, with local communities to talk about this important issue. And
I'm talking about the law.
On day two, he brought something unexpected to the table.
I have a letter from the Northern Arapaho Business Council in Wyoming, and they are opposing the president's ban on leasing.
It felt like a gotcha moment, as in Haaland claims to have support from tribes. And yet,
the Northern Arapaho Business Council letter states, delays in leasing have already negatively impacted
It was disheartening and disappointing.
That's the chairman of the Northern Arapaho Business Council, Jordan Dresser. He says Barrasso left out two key facts. First, that the letter was addressed to the acting Interior Secretary, not the Senate committee. And second, the Business Council had written directly to Barrasso, asking him to support Haaland.
She has the power to be a voice for us. And I felt like the context was that we didn't support her, when in actuality, we do.
Like the state of Wyoming, the Northern Arapaho tribe is heavily reliant on the fossil fuel industry.
Oil and gas is bread and butter for our tribe and a lot of other tribes.
Those tribes use fossil fuel revenues to pay for government operations and social services. That revenue is especially important because, unlike states, tribes don't have a tax base to fall back on if those industries go south. So Dresser says it's past time to diversify.
We're doing ourselves a disservice by relying on something that's not renewable.
And the tribe could be well positioned to succeed in the wind and solar industries. That's according to Eric Henson with Harvard's Project on American Indian Economic Development.
You know one thing that tribes have massive access to? Wind and sun.
The problem, he says, is that many reservations are hundreds of miles from big population centers.
You know how incredibly expensive it is to build high voltage transmission lines from, say, the Great Plains to Seattle or Minneapolis? Really expensive. Who the heck's got the money to take that on? The federal government.
And the feds do have a trust responsibility to ensure tribes have the resources to care for their people. That's what was offered in exchange for the millions of acres of indigenous land that now make up the United States. And yet, many reservations lack the basic building blocks of a modern economy.
Got kids who don't have running water. American citizens who happen to be American Indians also, they don't have running water.
Never mind those high-voltage transmission lines, he says. And according to Maxine Velasquez, tribal infrastructure has been a particularly low priority in the last 4 years.
We haven't had much of a relationship with the Department of Interior, not much of a reach out at all from the last administration.
Velasquez heads up the economic development arm of the Laguna Pueblo, and she wants the corporation to diversify beyond the casinos and hotels it currently operates, maybe into wind and solar.
And this is why it's important to put that infrastructure on the ground and have that water and electric and broadband and everything we need to be able to build these renewable energy investments.
Velasquez says that as a former tribal administrator, Deb Haaland knows what tribes are up against.
She'll understand where those tribal leaders are coming from.
And that could be why many tribal leaders with ties to oil and gas are supportive of Haaland's confirmation. Plus, Chairman Jordan Dresser says those tribal leaders know a thing or two about adapting to new circumstances, perhaps more so than their counterparts in Congress.
As Native people, we've always been very fluid with things, and we've always recognized that things have the power to change.
As Interior Secretary, Haaland has signaled she will include tribes in the Biden administration's sustainable infrastructure plans. Tribal leaders are ready to hold her to it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.